This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The State of the State speech outlines what the governor sees as spending priorities for Michigan, but the state taxes and spending are only part of the story. We learned recovering from the Great Recession will not go as well in Michigan as it will in the rest of the nation this year. Let's start with a major factor that will not only affect Michigan, but all the states. When Congress avoided the fiscal cliff, it did not extend a payroll tax holiday. As part of a stimulus package, the payroll tax was reduced from 6.2% to 4.2% for 2 years. That's ended. Your paycheck is smaller. For the average Michigan family, that's going to mean about $1,000 less for the year. George Fulton is an economist at the University of Michigan. He recently briefed government officials on how that will affect Michigan.
Some people call real disposable income purchasing power, and you can see that it turned slightly negative in 2013. This is affected by the weakening of the nominal income growth and an increase in the growth of federal taxes.
But Fulton says Michigan will have weaker growth than the rest of the United States. That's in part because Michigan passed new taxes on retirees' pensions. There's a smaller tax credit for the working poor. Special tax exemptions for seniors and children were eliminated. And the homestead property tax credit for homes valued at more than $135,000 also eliminated. Most businesses might be benefiting from lower taxes these days, but because the people won't have as much purchasing power due to higher taxes, businesses can expect their customers to spend less this year.
Hi.
Hello there.
We wanted to know what business owners thought of the trade-off. Aubrey Lopatin and her husband Jeremy own Arbor Teas. It's an online business selling organic and fair trade teas. First, how did the tax restructuring help the company? Arbor Teas has not finalized the books for 2012 yet, but Aubrey Lopatin thinks they might not notice much difference because their company is so new.
We're also growing substantially. Last year we saw about 64% growth, and looking at what our sales for just the first half of January, we're showing about 32% growth so far. So it's hard to compare apples to apples.
Another small business owner told me Michigan's tax restructuring saved thousands of dollars. He's hoping the economists are wrong about a slowdown in Michigan's recovery. Aubrey Lopatin says as far as her product goes, tea isn't expensive. She doesn't think people are going to cut back on what they see as a small indulgence. That's not to say the Lopatin family has not been affected by Michigan's tax restructuring.
Our family is consolidating homes with my mother, who was a teacher of 38 years in Michigan, retired teacher, now having her pension taxed, and she's moving in with us. So just personally speaking, I think everybody is trying to make ends meet.
So some business owners are paying for those tax cuts in other ways, personal ways. Now Governor Snyder says we need more tax dollars to fix roads and bridges.
We need to invest at the state level $1 billion to $1.2 billion more a year. I also want to provide for a local option for an additional couple $100 million of additional revenue.
So up to $1.4 billion a year from taxpayers. The governor says if we don't make the investment, it will cost us far more in the future. To pay for the increase, the proposal will likely include a mix of restructured fuel taxes and higher vehicle registration fees. The last time the state changed the fuel tax, diesel was not included because businesses said it would be too expensive. So the question this time is whether this will mean a hit for citizens' pocketbooks or whether the cost will be shared by businesses. And what mix will mean a stronger economy for Michigan? Governor Snyder stresses the road to economic recovery is now about fixing the potholes. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.